in hell. And Satan answered, "The punishments the lost suffer in hell are continual burning in an abyss of fire, remorse, and despair. But the greatest suffering of all is not to be able to see God, who made them and whom by their own fault they have lost." Now the priest asked him, "What would you do in order to be able to obtain the opportunity of re-entering God's grace?" And he said, "I would willingly suffer all the torments of hell for 10,000 years if I could only see God for one moment. And if I had a body like you, I would be always at his feet, begging for mercy. Oh, if man only knew what it is to lose the grace of God." In order that we are able to see God after this earthly life, Christ shed all his blood out of love for you and for me and for us all. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most precious blood, whose feast we celebrated on July 1st. An entire month of July is dedicated to the most precious blood of our Redeemer. In the month of July, which is usually liturgically speaking a very quiet month, in the month of July, when people go and think about vacation, think of rest and relax and to have fun, the church reminds us of nothing else than the suffering and the passion of our Lord and of the price of our souls. The most precious blood of our Lord, in order that we don't forget that our souls are marked with his blood since our baptism. That we don't forget during the month of July and during this hot summer month, which is a time of many occasions to sin, which is a time of great immodesty, and even the best and sometimes even traditional Catholics fall in this trap of the devil, that we are Christians, that we don't forget that we are Christians marked with his blood of our Savior. And this is the deepest meaning why the priest sprinkles you before the main mass, the principal mass on Sunday, with holy water. The holy water here is a symbol of the most precious blood by which you are touched. The blood is the price of our redemption and is poured out daily in a mystical way, and you can read more about in today's bulletin. It's poured out daily in a mystical way in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Hence it flows into the channels of the seven sacraments as an atonement for our sins and for our satisfaction. But our Lord Jesus Christ not only once, but seven times shed his precious blood amidst the most cruel sufferings for our salvation. in these seven times are first the first shedding at the circumcision, second in the Garden of Olives, the third at the scourging of the pillar, the fourth at the crowning with thorns, the fifth as he was carrying his cross, the sixth as he was crucified, and the last when his side was opened. Now let's talk today about the second, the third, and the sixth. The shedding of his blood in the Garden of Olives. The evangelist says, in being in an agony, he prayed the longer, and his sweat became as drops of blood trickling down upon the ground. The divine love of our Lord was so great that he would not wait for the scourges, the thorns, and the nails. The shedding of blood in the Garden of Olives at the beginning of his sacred passion was the most painful of all his sufferings. For it was not caused by external bodily wounds, but by eternal sufferings, by the agony of his soul. And in a sense, at the Garden of Olives, humanly speaking, the human nature of our Lord did fight against the divine nature. And when the divine nature conquered, so to speak, his human nature, everything was really decided. What came afterwards was only a conclusion of this very decision that he was ready to suffer for mankind. Our Lord anticipated during these hours in the Garden of Olives his entire passion, which was vividly represented before his eyes. He saw every single detail of his passion which he would undergo in few hours. Every single word of the soldiers, every single mockery, and so forth. And he trembled at the thought of the loss of so many souls for whom he foresaw he would die in vain. He saw every single soul in the Garden of Olives who would not be saved, beginning from Adam and Eve to the end of times. When the death agony is very severe, you notice, if you were ever present at a deathbed, with heartfelt compassion, large drops of sweat on the face of the dying. But we never really hear too much of a dying man sweating drops of blood. Our Savior exhibited this sign of mortal anguish at the moment when he commenced his sacred passion. When we think, when we meditate about his first mystery, the first sorrowful mystery, can we be so cruel as to offend our Lord again and again by sins when we remember his sadness of spirit? And he saw you all there before his divine eyes. can we sin again? When we remember his sadness of spirit, his agony caused by our sins, which was so vehement that he sweat blood? Or can we be indifferent to our salvation and persevere in a spirit of impenitence when we reflect that the knowledge of his sacred passion being fruitless in regard to so many sinners because of their obstinacy made the Son of God sweat blood? Let us look for a moment at the third shedding of blood of our Redeemer at the pillar, the scourging at the pillar. The four evangelists narrate that our Lord was scourged. Thus in Matthew says that Pilate, having scourged Jesus, delivered him to the Jews to be crucified. The scourging, this punishment, as inflicted by the Romans, was one of excessive cruelty, and many expired before it was even finished. As Pilate, by the punishment of the scourging, intended to move the Jews to compassion, it is to be inferred that it was inflicted on our Lord with the utmost cruelty. And the prophets who saw in spirit our scourged Savior full of blood and wounds say of him that from the sole of the foot unto the top of the head there is no soundness therein, wounds and bruises and swelling sores. And our Savior was so cruelly scourged that even Pilate, the heartless Gentile, cried out at a pitiful sight, "Behold this man." St. Bridget, when a child of the age of 10, saw in a vision our Savior in the act of being scourged. And the child, moved to compassion, said to our Lord, "Who has thus disfigured thee?" And our Lord answered, "Not the Jews only have done this, but all those who despise my love." And who are those who despise his love? Especially those Christians who do not endeavor to restrain their passions. And if your conscience reproaches you with having scourged your Redeemer anew and anew by committing such sins, particularly sins of impurity, repair the outrage by beginning to lead a virtuous life. Let us look now at the sixth shedding of blood when he was crucified. St. John says, bearing his own cross, he went forth to that place which is called Calvary, but in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him. Now, having arrived at the place of execution, the soldiers stripped off his clothes in a very cruel way and crucified him by piercing his hands and feet with heavy nails and fastening them to the wood of the cross. Who is able to describe the torments, the pain, and the sufferings of our dear Lord when he was nailed to the cross and hanged thereon, only supported by his own wounds? Cast one glance at your crucified Redeemer and take to heart what St. Bernard says. "I need no other evidence to convince me how grievous an evil sin must be. I know sufficiently from the nature of the medicine, the nature of my wound, and the remedy being so painful. I clearly see how dangerous my disease was. God Himself, the holy and innocent God, would suffer in His human nature for the sins that we regard so little, for the guilty pleasures we enjoy so easily. God Himself would die the death, the most cruel death of the cross. Well, let us make, perhaps this month, the resolution never again to offend Almighty God by a mortal sin. Our Lord shed His precious blood 7 times. And the price of these 7 sheddings of blood is found in the 7 sacraments of Holy Church, by which we are cleansed from sin and sanctified. Whenever we receive a sacrament, the power of the sacrament is derived from the most precious blood, from nothing else. The covenant between God and the Israelites was sealed with blood. The new covenant was sealed with the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. And the covenant between God and us, between God and man, is sealed again with blood as often as the holy sacrifice of the Mass is offered to God. Assist whenever you can, and assist well at it, and offer up the most precious blood together with the priest at the altar. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.